Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We was in revival last week, and we had a good revival, and God touched the ones that was looking for him to move for them, and we just thank God for that. And we want to welcome everybody, all the new listeners from all over the world. We want to say welcome to you. Tell all your friends and all your neighbors and all your family to tune in. And the subject for today is, If It Wasn't for God. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We can go to God whenever we can't go to other people. God will always be there for us and always answer our prayers. We just thank God for that. And we just want you to join us this evening for praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. And just all Facebook listeners, you can post your prayer request in the comments below, and we'll pray over them. And we just want to tell everybody on Blog Talk Radio that they can do the same. Put your prayer requests in the comments, and we'll pray over them. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing on the broadcast. And I see that we have a call in here, so let's get them on. My computer's running slow, so okay. 205, come on in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, I want to tell everybody how thankful I am that we've got a God that we can depend on.
And I Amen.
This morning, you know, people don't realize it, but we're blessed every day we wake up. We've got another chance. If we're lost, we've got a chance to come to the Lord. If we're saved, we got a chance to do something else for him, to reach out and help someone else, you know. Because that should be our goal. And a lot of people seem like, we talked about it here a while back, like their fires went out. And I don't know. Yeah. I just get a little hotter. I can go outside right now and get bad hot down here in Alabama. It's real warm. My hair is soaking wet just being in this house. But I thank God for this opportunity tonight. And just ask everybody at will to pray with me just a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you right now, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Asking for your anointing upon this word, God. Ask you to move in the heart, mind, and the souls of each one that hears this on Facebook or through this video or through the Blog Talk Radio. Bless the people that hear it, God, and let them share it to others. That this word will reach out and touch many souls. For the word of God says his word will not return void. It'll accomplish that he sent it to do. And that's all I ask today, Lord. Bless each one that hears it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And you know, we've had several target verses. And I thought about one out of Psalms that said, this poor man cried and the Lord delivered him out of all his troubles. Thought about Psalm, over in Psalm 90, 91, says, you know, he's the help every time we're in trouble. He's the place to hide. You go to God. and he helps us through everything. But what if there wasn't a God? What if we didn't have that help? Go, glory to God. Think about it. There really wasn't a God to start with, and this place wouldn't even be here. Neither would we. And I thought back to something in the Bible. It comes out of chapter 7 in Genesis. And you know, it was about old Noah. And God had looked down on the earth. Glory to God. Think about it. He's looking down today. And he saw the evil of men, the things they were doing. Well, what would he think about it today? Murdering 300,000 or 400,000 babies a year in America. Just murder them, take them out of the womb. And people said, that's all right, that's my body. But the funny thing is, that body's got a heartbeat. It's got a brain. It feels, and it's alive. It moves. It kicks. And it's not their body, but a body within them that God has placed there. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that. You know, in the days of Noah, they were so evil that God said it repented him, that it even made man in chapter 7 there. And he said, but Noah found grace. Eyes God. He found favor with God, and it saved him and his family. And think about in those days, God told him to build an ark, a huge ship. Well, it never even rained. The rain come up from the ground and watered everything. It wasn't no rain fall from the sky. And he told Noah, it's going to be a flood. Glory to God. And, you know, what if it wasn't for God? No one would have been saved. There'd be no humans on the earth. Yeah. But God prepared a vessel that carried them safely through the flood while everybody else that denied him, glory to God, was drowned on the face of the earth. Glory to God. He even saved the animals, took them in the ark with him, that the world could be populated with the animals and with men and women again, because he was trying to wipe out evil. And what have we done in this world but run after evil, seeking everything, glory to God, that goes against the word of God instead of going to him. And see, when you do that, and there's not a God for you because you're running from him, friend, turn around. Run to him today. That's the salvation of man. We can't find it anywhere else. Noah found it because he found grace in the eyes of God. He looked toward heaven and cried out to his creator, and he saved him and his family. Glory to God. He'll save your family too. The Bible said, glory to God, that if you would serve him with all you got, give him your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, then glory to God, he'd save you and your household. And praise Amen. God, I'm looking forward to the day when my wayward children and grandchildren come to know the Lord, come to appreciate God in all they do, praise God. Because there's people today seem like they've got everything, and yet they're not happy. Seem like they've got Amen. It all, but they always want more. Glory to God. And if there wasn't a God, them blessings will stop. If he wasn't listening to daddy or mama or grandma or grandpa's prayers and helping them and carrying them along and giving them another chance, what if they died today? Then there wouldn't be no God for them. There'd only be judgment. Glory to God. I thought about this. Over in Exodus chapter 14, that's when the children of Israel, you know, was led out of Egypt by Moses. All the plagues had come on Pharaoh, and he let them go, you know. Get out of here, because the firstborn of all Egyptians, even the animals, died. But Israel had the blood attached to their door, glory to God, on the doorpost, and that angel of death would pass over them. Glory to God. Well, what if it wasn't a God and the firstborn, all of them would have died? But he didn't, because Israel was serving the one true God. I'm telling you something today. Glory to God. We need to learn something. But they come out of Egypt and they come up against the Red Sea and they didn't know what to do. They stopped there and they camped there. And God hardened Pharaoh's heart to go after them. He was so mad. He was going to kill them, destroy them. And the ones he didn't put back in slavery. But God put a pillar, a cloud between him and Israel. and let it sit there all day. And you become in that cloud. It was total darkness. They couldn't see nothing. A glory to God. A glory to Jesus. At night, it would be turned into a pillar of fire, and they couldn't get to Israel. And God spoke to Moses, and stretch your hand out over the sea with your rod. And he did, and it parted the waters and stood them up on either side and dried the ground, and said the children of Israel walked through on dry ground. What if there wasn't a God? What would have saved them from that mighty army of Pharaoh coming behind them, going to kill them? Glory to God. But they walked through, and God kept that cloud there till they got across, and he moved it. And here come the Egyptians, all ran into the middle of the sea there in that dry ground, was running across. He made the wheels fall off their chariots to slow them down. They all got in the middle of the lake. They was running, dragging their chariots with their horses, no wheels on them. And then God said, Moses, stretch your hand out over the sea. And he stretched his hand out. And when he did, the sea come from the right and the left and collapsed on them and buried them in the depth of the sea. And glory to God. Said they never saw them again until the bodies floated up on the beach of the sea. Glory to God. But what if it wasn't a God? Hallelujah. But there is, friend. And he saved them. And he'll save you. Glory to God. I've been in trouble so many times. And all I had to trust in and call on was my God. And I got down and cried and spoke to him. And he'd always turn a light on in the midst of the darkness of whatever situation I was in. And he'll do it for you. Glory to God, he loves you. If you remember when old David went out there to face Goliath, you know, all the armies of Israel was standing there frozen. They was too scared to send a man out to face him. They didn't trust God. Here come this little shepherd boy out there. And he told King Saul, said, I'll go. I'll face him. And he just said, well, go ahead, you know. Here, take my armor. Take my shield. Take my sword. And he started to put them on. He said, no, I hadn't tried them for me. I can't do it. So he goes out there with his little shepherd bag. They put him some smooth stones in out of the creek bed, and he went out there with a sling and a rock. Now, what if he wasn't a God? Glory to God. But he walked out there, and that old giant said, you come out to face me? Am I a dog, you know? And David wound up with that sling. And when he let go of that rock, it got guided by God, and it old Goliath right between the eyes, and he fell backwards, and David went over and took his sword and cut his head off. And Israel won the day. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you want a God like that? Don't you want one to say, but what if there was God? What if there was God? Glory. Hallelujah. There he is, friend. I can feel him right now. And he's right here with me. He never leaves me. Glory to God. In the worst, darkest days I've had, glory to God, he's been there. If it wasn't for him, glory to God, I couldn't have got over when my wife died. Because I didn't just love her. I was in love with her. I stayed that way the whole time we was married. My attention was on God first, and he helped our family to prosper and to do good. And me and her found a love that was so deep, we could trust each other no matter where we went. Because we know we loved each other. And God know this. God loves you. Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, God loves you. He has agape love. That's unconditional love. He loves you like that. But Freddie said there's things you have to do. You got to be born again. You got to give up sin and take up holiness and walk like Jesus did. Walk without sin in your life. And it's easy to do if you'll let the Spirit of God come in. That sweet Holy Ghost will guide you. Glory to God. In Judges chapter 7 and 8, there's a story in there about Gideon. And the armies of Midian come against him, and all them that come with him. And I numbered them by looking in the Bible and putting two and two together. And there was 135,000 men come at them. They said the camels were so many you couldn't number them in that army. And here they come at them. And Gideon prayed to God, asked him if he would deliver them. He said, yes. He goes and gets a bunch of the Israelites and takes them out there. He had about, I think, 35,000 is all he had to go up against 135,000. He said, but when he got there, God said, whoa, wait a minute. you got too many men. He said, I know how men are. He said, if they go out and win the battle, they're going to say, look what we did with our mighty swords. Look what we did instead of giving God the glory. So he said, you got too many men. He said, glory to God. Go and tell them, the ones that's afraid or fearful, to go home. 25,000 of them walked off and went back to their homes. Left 10,000 people. And he told Gideon, said, you've still got too many. Now, what if they wasn't a God? Oh, glory. They wasn't just facing a little army. They was facing an army that just covered the plain. There's so many of them. And glory to God. He said, you got too many. Take them down to the water, the river there. And said, the ones that lap water like a dog, ones that take it up in their hands and take it to their mouth and drink it, that you put them apart from the others. And you know how many of them lap water like that? 300. 300 against 135,000. Think about that for a minute. But our God delivered them. When they come up there, they took candles in a gourd. And when they got close to them, every man had a trumpet in their right hand and that gourd with the candle burning in their left. He said, when you get close, break that gourd. They broke it. Them lights shone all around them. And they blowed them trumpets. And the Midianites got so scared that they turned their swords on each other, running in the dark. If a man got close to them, they just cut them up and stabbed because they didn't know who it was. And they broke running. And it said in the Bible that 120,000 fell by the sword. And that was why they was running away. Glory to God. But Gideon chased them and found them. Said he had about 15,000 men left. But he caught up with them. And he went in there and whooped them so bad that he took the two kings of Midian and brought them back prisoner. Friend, and what if they wasn't a God? What would have happened to those puny 300 against 135,000? Glory to God. What would have happened? Glory to God. When David walked out to Goliath, what would have happened if Noah hadn't found grace in the eyes of God? What's going to happen to you one day if you don't start changing your life and turning it to God, really turning to God? Don't go to church and think you're all right. Go to church and know you're all right. Go to church, hallelujah. Go to church, praise God, where you reach out to God and you know you can feel Him inside you and moving on you. That's when you'll know it's all right. That's when you'll know you've won the battle. That's when you know you can face whatever comes tomorrow, whatever comes tonight. I will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Glory to God. It's what the word says. Praise God. Hallelujah. It goes on in, remember when Elijah and the prophets of Baal, that's chapter 18 in 1 Kings, and Elijah went out there and told them if Baal was God, for the people to serve Baal. But if the Lord was God, then to serve Him. And the people said that seemed right to them. He challenged them. He said, let's take a bullock. I'll take one. You take one. We'll build an altar. And we'll surround it with stones. And said, well, cut our bullock up, put it on. Said, you go first. How about that? You go first. So they put their bullock up there. And said, but put no fire on it. Let your God send the fire. They went to cry out to Baal. And they wasn't nothing happening. Glory to God. And he said, why don't you cry a little louder? Maybe he's asleep. Maybe your God's asleep. So they went to screaming and hollering and jumping. Even took stuff and cut themselves to let the blood out. But they couldn't get him to do nothing. And it come about the evening prayer time. And he said, now let me. He goes over and prays, God, you saw me. You know I trust you. Send the fire. But before he did that, he said, pour some water over it. They went and got a barrel of water. Pour some water, more water over it. He dug a ditch around it, and it poured so much water on it, it filled the ditch up with water. It wet the wood. It wet the bush. It wet the stones. But the fire come down from heaven, and it was so hot. It said it consumed the bullets, it consumed the wood, it even consumed the stones, and it sucked the dust off the ground, and it lapped the water out of the ditch till there was nothing left. And it proved to the people who was God. And he said, grab them prophets. He killed the 450 prophets of Baal one man that trusted God. But what if they wasn't a God? What if they hadn't been no fire? What if he hadn't had the faith, glory to God, to trust in the one true God? Hallelujah. You see, these stories are not just written down. They're in their ancient writings of when they come through and they told about what happened. It's in the writings of the old people. And glory to God. It's the truth in God. Hallelujah. And you remember,
Lord,
in Daniel chapter 3, they were three Hebrew boys. They was called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they wouldn't bow down and serve as though when they heard music, you had to bow down and serve the king. And they wouldn't bow down to him. Said, we have a God, and we will not serve no other. Whatever happened, he said, well, you're going to be cast into a fiery furnace. He said, heat that thing up, eat it up, eat it up. He said it till it was seven times hotter than it should be. And he said, grab some big old bird again. Said, throw them in the fire. And it was so hot when they opened the door, it killed the men that threw them in. And said he waited a while. Old king looked in the fire, and there's Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and another man. And the only thing was burnt was the ropes they tied their hands and feet with. They was loose and walking around in the fire, wasn't getting burnt. Their hair wasn't singed. Their clothes wasn't smoked up. And you know what? But if it wasn't a God, it would have been nothing. But a cremation went on right there for three Hebrew children. But you see, they had a God that they could trust in. They had a God, hallelujah, that went with them in the fire. Glory to God. It going down, he said, he sent his angel down to keep the fire from burning. Friend, he'll send an angel your way if you'll trust him. I trust him tonight. Glory to God. These is things, and I say glory to God. What if there wasn't a God? What if there wasn't no help for us? What would we be except the most miserable people in the world? Glory to God. Well, it goes on a little further. There in Daniel, praise God. And in Daniel chapter 6, now Daniel, the king put this glory to God decree out that nobody would pray to no God besides him. So he was trying to lift himself up, and nobody would pray to no God but him. And old Daniel, he didn't pay it no attention. He'd open his windows up that faced toward Jerusalem and get down and pray three times a day. Well, these men that had got the king to write the decree was listening and watching, and they knew he was going to do it because Daniel had faith. And they went and told the king. He brought him to him, asked him, is it true? Yes, it's true. And he threw him in that lion's den and covered it up and come back the next morning real early because the king couldn't sleep. He didn't like to think of Daniel being killed. He come up there and said, Daniel, was thy God able to deliver thee? And Daniel answered, O king, live forever. I'm all right. The lions wouldn't eat him, folks. Hallelujah. You see, if he wasn't a God, he would have just been a snack. And you know what happened after that? The king said, bring all the men that accused him up here. They brought all them, and they threw them in that lion's den and said the lions were so hungry, they tore them to pieces before they ever reached the bottom. Now, you think about that. God shut their mouths for Daniel, but he sure opened them up for the ones that accused him, the ones that come against God, the one that said there wasn't a God. There's no true God. Well, friend, today I'm telling you there is. I know there is. And he sent his son down to be the sacrificial lamb for my sins and for your sins and the sins of the world. If you'll just have faith in him today, he'll be that God that carries you through the fire, that carries you through the flood, that fights the giants in your life, that fights the armies that comes against you, no matter how many. Three or four can put to fight by 40,000. It don't matter if God's on your side. And glory to God today, we need to remember who God is. Praise God.
Amen.
Goes on, it said, in Matthew chapter 9, you know that a young ruler come to it, and his daughter was dead. And he said, you know, hey, praise God. He said, you know, my daughter's dead, but if you'll come, I know she'll live. And he started following him. That's when the woman with the issue of blood that had been to every doctor that was around, but daily grew worse. She was bleeding to death slowly, and she would drop it down to skin and bones. But there was a huge crowd throng in Jesus. So she gets down and goes to him the best way she can through that crowd. And she was able to touch the hem of his garment. And he just stopped dead still. And he said, who touched me? Who touched me? Glory to God, friend. You can touch him tonight. You can, Lord, hallelujah. You can touch the Lord tonight. And your faith will reach out and get a hold of the hem of his garment. Glory to God. I've seen miracles happen. I've seen cancer wiped away. I've seen people get up out of wheelchairs and run. I glory to God. I've seen them down at the nursing home when they couldn't walk, get up and go to shouting. Praise God. You see, when you touch him, there's something happens because he touches you too. Praise God. But that woman was healed in that very instant. And then he went to the ruler's house and got there, and he told him, said, don't be afraid and taking on. Said, she's not dead. She's just sleeping. And they all laughed him and mocked at him and told him he's crazy. And so he put them out, and he took James, John went upstairs, and or Peter and John went upstairs with the family and goes up there, and all he said, Talitha Kumi, damsel arise. And she sat up, and he said, give her something to eat. Now, we got to have a God like that. If there wasn't a God, folks, that woman would have died of that issue of blood. If there wasn't a God, praise the Lord, then you know what would happen? That boy, that man's daughter would have never come back too. Like, hallelujah, because it took the master to wake her up. And sometimes it takes the master to wake us up. And sometimes we need a good shake before we can wake up, folks. We're that kind of people. We're one of them. That we say we walk by faith. I serve God with all I've got. But when you go to church, you can't tell you from a nod on a log, you'll never move. Friend, that's not serving God. Serving God is going there. You go to church to worship God. You don't look around to the right or the left at what somebody else is doing. You serve God like he leads you. That is serving God. Give yourself over to it. Let the Spirit of God take you wherever he wants to. Let him lead you. Let him teach you. Let him guide you. Give you strength, whatever you need. That's what he's there for. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And over here in Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 and 31, it says this, great multitudes come unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. And he healed them. You hear that?
Praise God.
He healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. For the God of Israel is our God too. And praise God, you know, we need to take the time out of our busy lives and our busy schedules, and we need to get down to glorifying God in our life. To do that, you've got to live this word of God. And what it instructs you to do, it's got to be what you're about. And glory to God. And said, what Jesus told them, should I not be about my Father's business? Well, we should too. We should be about God's business. Glory to Jesus. When you do, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that we need will be added to us. You see, it's a promise from God that if we seek him, everything else will be added unto us. But everybody else today, they want everything added to them. And then when they get so satisfied that they ain't got nothing they can want, they might go to church and seek God. What? You've done got everything. You ain't looking for in the best, you know what? You're not going to find God because all your riches is the stuff around you, and all my riches is in my heart. It's my wife that's gone to heaven. It's my family, my friends, my loved ones. It's the people of this world that don't know Jesus. And I got a love and a passion for them because I know my God's real. But what if it wasn't for God? Hallelujah. If it wasn't for God, I would not be here. If it wasn't for God, I couldn't read this. The doctors told me plainly that eye that I had left, this one's fake. On my left, glory to God, the one I had left had 2,400 vision. And he said, there's nothing we can do that'll make you see no better. Hallelujah. But I didn't depend on them. I didn't depend on them. I had somebody else I was depending on. And guess what?
Amen.
You just heard me read out of this Bible without glasses, without help of anything. I just picked it up and read it because God is my healer. God is my redeemer. He's my strength when I'm weak. He's my help when I need it. He's my defense when stuff comes against me. And glory to God, he'll be yours too. Why won't you let him in? Hallelujah, God. He wants to be your everything. And I'm telling you, that's what it's got to be. Over in Luke 17, it's verses 16 through 19. I want to read just a little bit of that. It says, now Bethany, let me find it. Let me get back to it right quick. Luke 17 and verses 16 through 19. Yes, it says this. It said, I believe it's the right one. It's when Jesus had cleansed the leper, he said, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, 10 lepers. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Did you know leprosy? It eats you up. It deforms you. It disfigures you. It makes you look horrible. Praise God. And here's 10 of them. And they just got Jesus to talk to them and asked him to heal them. And he said, go. And he said, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, listen to this, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but were the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. He wasn't even from Israel, but he knew who healed him. Glory to God. But if it wasn't for God, people, if it wasn't for God, them lepers would have still been lepers today. They would have died with it. Jesus cleaned them. And still, when he did it, 1 out of 10, that's about what you get, 1 out of 10 came back to give him thanks and to give him glory and to praise God for what he had done. People, does that remind you of today? Glory to God. People can come help you when you're in need. All this stuff. They can bring you food. They can help you pay your bills. They can do all kind of stuff to help you out. But then when they get in need and you're doing good, it's like you forgot it. That's what they done when they cleaned him of leprosy. They had already forgot what Jesus had did. And glory to God. If you remember in John 6, the book of John, chapter 6, going around and preaching, and a great multitude went to follow. And it was about 5,000 men besides women and children. So there was probably 15,000 people there, counting the kids and all. And he said, they followed me for days. They're hungry. Give them to eat. And he said, we don't have nothing. We got like 3 barley loaves and some little fish. And he said, break. Bless and take and give it to him. Now that's wouldn't he fill a little basket? But they done what he said. They took it. Everybody got enough to eat. And when they got done eating, he said, take up the what's left. They took up 12 baskets of the fragments. Glory to God. If it wasn't for God, they'd have left there hungry. Some of them would have probably fell in the way because they hadn't eaten 2 or 3 days. But guess what? There was a God. Guess what? There is a God. Guess what? If Jesus Christ had come down, the Son of the living God, the embodied Word of God, and he blessed that food, and that food was multiplied to cover their needs. Glory to God. Think he can't take your little and make it much? Think he can't take a little bit of faith? He said like a grain of mustard seed and work great and mighty miracles for you. Friend, all we got to do is believe. That's what the Bible says. Believe and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. You shall be forgiven all the sins of your past. You will be a brand new creature. He'll wipe out all the stain, all the filth, all the grime, and you just clean your life up and start following that God. That same one that delivered all these people. Same one that worked all these miracles. And glory to God.
Yes.
I got one more miracle for you. And it comes out of John chapter 11. You remember Jesus met Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And he was really good friends with them. And they come and told him, said, Lazarus is sick. But he tarried there. And he waited. And then they come back and said, he told his disciples, Lazarus sleeping. He meant he was dead. And they said, well, if he's sleeping, he'll do good. And he said, well, we took off and went. He got there. He was 4 days after they'd buried him, put him in a tomb, rolled a stone over, wrapped him in grave clothes, put all the spices and herbs all over him, stuck him in a tomb, locked it up. And Jesus got there. Then Martha come running to him. And Martha said, if you'd been here, Lord, my brother had not died. In other words, he'd still be alive if you'd have come on time. But she didn't know. She was talking. I go to the second part of the Godhead, the one that created it, the one that was the spoken word of God that created everything that is. And glory to God. He told him, glory to God, I am the resurrection and the life. And them that believe in me shall never die. So he goes out there and tells him, roll that stone away. Get that stone out of his way. Roll it back. And they said, Lord, by now he's stinking. He's roll it back. When they rolled that stone back, he hollered out, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he come hobbling out in them grave clothes, bound up in them. He said, loose him. And Lazarus was back alive. Friend, I was dead in my sin. I was as dead as a fish thrown on the bank for 2 days. I was dried up inside. I was dead inside. I didn't have what I needed inside. I couldn't be satisfied with nothing. I never felt the true joy, the peace, and the happiness that I can feel now. I never had friends that was real friends before. Glory to God. Because when I told them I ain't drinking, doping no more, I got saved, all my friends was gone that I thought was friends, ones I'd claimed for 15 years. They was gone. And I was by myself. But I had somebody with me that loved me. I had somebody with me. I had somebody with me that would never leave me. It didn't matter. He would stick closer to me than a brother. He was going to be there to the end, and he'll never let me go. Glory to God. That same God, that same one that worked all these miracles from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You can just keep on and on reading what he did, how he saved people, brought them out of trouble, brought them out of tribulation, brought them out of trials, freed Peter from the prison. And he come walking up and knocked at the gate. He said to his church, was praying non-ceasing for him, day and night, praying for him to be released. He knocks at the door, and they look out. This woman did. It scared her so bad she ran back. I've seen a ghost, Peter's ghost. And they go and open the door, and there's Peter, because God had sent an angel and brought him out of prison. Paul and Silas were thrown in jail. And they got to singing psalms and praying along about midnight. And their chains fell off. And the doors opened. Glory to God. You see, God has a way of setting us free. And friend, what I'm telling you today, he set me free from that old dried up man I was. Dead in my sins and trespasses. Dead in my anger and filth. And the things I did. How I felt about people. Glory to God. And he just filled me with a love like I've never known. He filled me with a light and burning from inside, put a fire in me, a zeal for God, a zeal for life, real life. I'm not talking about getting out just enjoying things, running and doing. He gave me a joy for life, and the life is every one of you. I want everybody saved, sealed, sanctified, glory to God, and holy when they meet up with God. And you can do it. But if it wasn't for God, think about this. If it wasn't for God sending Jesus to die on that cross, there'd be no hope for man. If it wasn't for God, hallelujah, loving us enough to spare Noah. And all of, we would none of us be here today. We all came from them. And yet now we want to fight over skin color or over looks or over this or over that. And it's stupid. It's ignorant. It's just plumb crazy to worry about that when God said worry about what's on the inside. Worry about the soul. Worry about what's in your heart. Get down on your knees. Humble yourself. Break your pride. Get down and ask God to come into your life. Let him be the God that comes to save you. Let him be the one you depend on when you're in trouble. Glory. I mean, let him be the one every day and every night that you can trust your children to. You teach them right. And I'll guarantee you, they'll grow up knowing what right is. If you'll teach them about Jesus, teach them about a love that's truer than any love they can find, they'll stick with it, friends. They won't walk away. Because glory to God. I can remember today what I was taught in Sunday school when I was in the first grade through the sixth grade, seventh grade. I remember what them people taught me. That's what brought me back to Jesus. I never forgot it. I never got it out of my mind. I could be out doing dope and drinking, and all of a sudden I'd break down because I'd get by myself, and I'd get to thinking about God and what I'd been taught. And he just kept tormenting me and tormenting me with them thoughts till I had to get rid of it. I had to get that cloak of sin off. I had to be washed clean. I couldn't stand it anymore. I come to God and broke myself down before him. And I said, please, please forgive me. Please forgive. I know I don't deserve it, but please forgive me, God. Forgive me the ignorant things I did, the stupid stuff I've done, the things I've said, the hurt I've brought to people. God, forgive me.
Yeah.
Let me have a chance. And he was merciful to me. The same God that done all this healing to people, probably half of them didn't even believe in it. That same God is here today for you. He's coming through right now. If you'll just stretch your arms up, close your eyes, and say, Lord, let me feel you. As I pray right now, Lord, I ask you, everyone that asks to feel you right now, just like you did with my nephew, Matthew, when he was in that hospital dying. And I'd ask you, Lord, to let him feel your touch. Let him feel you. Touch him where he would know that you was real. And he went to crying. Thank you for praying and give the phone back to mama. And when my sister got home from work, glory to God, you know what happened? He told her, said, Mom, he prayed for me, and I felt God go right inside me. I felt the warmth of God go plumb through me. People, you'll feel it right now. Heavenly Father, move upon them. Let them feel your touch like never before. Let them understand that if it wasn't for God, no man can be truly happy. No matter how much money you have, how much stuff you own, how much property, how much land, cars, motorcycle, boats, or summer homes, whatever. It don't matter. You'll never be truly happy till you get a hold of Jesus Christ. God said to believe in him, his son. And Jesus said, you can't even come to me lest my Father, Father God, draws you. And Lord, I ask you to draw him. I ask you right now, this night, let them feel you stirring inside them. Let them feel you pulling them toward Jesus. Let them feel you when they wake up in the morning that they can't get out of bed till they go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know it's you that give me this day. I know it's you that's giving me another chance. Mm-hmm. Lord, come into my life. I ask you, Lord, keep on till they beg for that forgiveness like I did. And Lord, I ask you to mercifully give it to them. Grant them eternal life. Bring them into your kingdom. Make them your sons and daughters. And dear God, there won't be no difference in none of us when we get there. I don't think there'll be a shade difference in nobody. I believe we're all made fearfully and wonderfully by the hand of God. And I believe when we get home, we're all going to be as the angels of heaven. And we're going to be forever, folks. Praise God in Jesus' name. Let them understand who it is. Glory to God. You know, I told Sister Betty, I said, I'm kind of wound up. I didn't know how long I'd go. I had a lot of things on my mind and my heart, and I didn't get to all of them. I still got a half a page. But that ought to be enough to let you know that there is a God. Glory to God. But without God, we wouldn't have a hope of nothing. But with Him, faith, with Him, my friends, you got a hope of everything. You've got a hope for eternity. You've got a hope for your children, your grandchildren, your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors. Reach out and go to praying like never before. Get down and just say, break your heart before God and let Him know you mean it. Shed those hot tears of repentance and glory to God. Then you'll be shedding those tears of pure joy. He'll let you feel what joy really is, what happiness really is. Happiness is knowing that you're set for eternity. If you get set in this life, think you got it all, then have a car wreck and die at somebody else's. But nobody can take your salvation. Nobody can take what God gives you away. I just ask you, big, please receive Him into your life. It's going to be just a little while, I believe. It's going to be too late. And you're going to be standing before Him, and you'll be one of them. Without God, there's no hope. But He said, with God, we can do all things. We can go through everything. We can overcome everything. We can be the champions God has sent us down here to be. This world can't do nothing with us because we got a God bigger than this world. He made it. Tonight, I love all of you. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Good message, brother. We're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs. Just pray for him. He's still got this cold, and he's going to try it. And just lift him up to God and worship the Lord with him. Praise the Lord.
A woman in the Bible says her last meal almost gone. And God sent Elijah to make it her known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God's in thee today. And before you even ask Him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A brighter day is coming. For those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Troubles of the lost my life, ever again, it's a death. You think no one is facing. There ain't no one around. Just remember what the word says. Just feel it in faith. Get your eyes towards the heaven. Still there's all the way. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. A bright day is coming. For those who believe and pray. Help won't help tomorrow. If you can give us today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow. If you give up today, just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. faith hold on. That's all of me. So in Jesus, destruction and fear, all every nation, you lead it away from that beautiful land. At the battle's on home, many soldiers fallen for the good of the forfare. Have we killed their will? But I think it was that they lost the battle. For sin was defeated on Calvary Hill. And he is my sword and shield in the heat of battle. He is my counselor and friend for a mercy day. My defense is set, I stand true when the world stands against me. He is my friend, my mighty rock, he's my mighty way. When the children are dying, taking lives to their feet, I'm helping to give up their lives to the Pharaoh for man. They call on the mighty God and the waters to buy it. It's a thing he led me down across the land. And he is my sword and shield in the heat of battle. He's my counselor and friend for mercy and grace. My defense is steadfast and true when the world stands against me. He's my hiding place, and he is my sword and shield in the heat of battle. He is my pastor, my rock. He's my hiding place, my hiding place.
Praise the Lord. He's our hiding place. We got another caller here, 706. Come on in, tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in from Barnell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother.
Quest. Amen.
I'm going to get one more caller in and then I'm going to let you obey God.
Okay.
My computer's kind of running slow tonight, so just bear with me. Okay, 706, mm-hmm. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes, Sister Betty, this is Brother Willie from Barnell.
Praise the Lord.
Fruit Gospel Church. I'm Barnell.
Praise the Lord. Brother, we'll get Billy to go ahead and obey God, and then we'll get you next.
Go ahead, sister. God bless.
Go ahead, Billy.
Well, first of all, you know, I got to give God the praise just for everything he's done and what he's going to do, because if it weren't for him, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today. You know, some people say, well, where are you at today? You ain't got a whole lot of money. You ain't got a whole lot of help. But I tell you what I got is a whole lot of Jesus, praise God. Anybody got the one that can take me on home, Lord. I got the one that would lead me day by day. And I've got the one that says, hey, I'll never leave you. So praise God. I'll read here Psalms 43. It says, judge me, O God, and plead my case against any ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and judgment, unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Thou didst that cast, why dost thou cast me off? Who goes a mourning because of the oppression of my enemies? Oh, send out the light and the truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the light, unto the holy hills, and into the tabernacle. Then I will go unto the altar of God, and unto God my exceedingly joy. Yea, and upon the harp will I praise thee, God, O God, O my God. Why art thou cast not down, O my soul? And why art thou deceitful within them, me? Stop right there. You know, a lot of people don't realize what God does for them. And all you got to do is just like David right there. He called on the Lord, deliver my soul. And he was asking, you know, he asked God to deliver him from his enemies, praise God, and deliver him so where he could do, you know, you can't hardly do nothing for the Lord when you got all these enemies piling up on you, beating up on you, but if you just stand still and say, Lord, here they are. I put them in your hands. I got other things to do for you. And don't try to fight the battle yourself. Give them to the one that's done won the battle, praise God. And, you know, David there, we're talking about him. You know, God done a big miracle and delivered him. Praise God, when he went down to the Philistines and he took on Goliath, the giant, praise God. That was a miracle right there where he picked up one stone. He picked up five, but they only used one. And he killed Goliath, and he dropped dead, praise God. And he went up to kill and cut off his head. Now, that's God delivering you right there. And, you know, God can deliver you no matter what situation you're in. But, you know, sometimes we get in a situation and we lose sight of God and lose sight of things. But, you know, sometimes we just got to stop and wait on God to do his, you know, to deliver us. And, you know, they delivered, like Brother Miles said, the three Hebrew children. He delivered Daniel from the lion's den. There's a lot of them there that he mentioned that God had delivered. And praise God. And then Jesus was still, when he was leading him, crucified him in the courts, he still got one freed from fifth sentence, praise God. And nobody wants to talk about him, but I guarantee you that he went off and he prayed to God that Jesus took his place upon that cross. Not by choice, but that's what the people wanted. But still, you know, God delivered. God knew that he was going to deliver Jesus anyway. But they said, look, release Barabbas. And I guarantee you that Barabbas, when they set him free, if he had any kind of heart at all, any kind of conscience, anything inside his body, but he probably got off to himself and thank God he escaped them, praise God. But that's the way it is. You got to praise God in the good time. You got to praise God, and Paul and Silas was in prison, praise God. And they praised God, and they sung walls come tumbling down, and the chain just fell away, praise God. That's a miracle right there from God. And the jailer thought they was all gone, but they said no. And they went with the jailer to his house, and his whole house got saved. That's the kind of God that was serving. It don't matter what you done or where far you went or what kind of prison, praise God, for life sentence, praise God. He can still deliver you. And if you don't make it out there, if you got the Lord in your life, well, you made it home anyway because you got a mansion waiting on you that's better than any White House down here, but it's bigger than any mansion made out of glass and gold and silver. That's better than anything, praise God. But we got to let the Lord handle our battles, and he will deliver us for our enemies. But that's, you know, the Lord knows about it. And looks like I got something happened to me, and I'll tell you this right quick, that a Tuesday I went to take my brother over to the nursing home, and I got stopped in my van, and the state patrol, I mean, the sheriff come up there, and I tell him, what's the problem? He said, stopped you because your tail light's out. He said, and your tag has been blocked since December. And because you ain't had no insurance. I said, no, we're trying to get that worked out. And I said, here's a card to my insurance. Call them and it's hopefully fixed. And my brother said, he's going to slap you with a big ticket. I said, no, the truth will set you free. Just remember that. He said, oh, you think you're going to get off scot-free? I said, the truth will set you free. So the cop comes back up and gives my insurance card, and he says, I called the insurance agent. You're right. You told me the truth. You got insurance on it, and you're good. And then he come up, and then he said, I'm going to have to give you a warning for that taillight being out. And my brother couldn't believe it. He said, I thought for sure he was going to slap me with a ticket with that tag being out. But that's just the way God is. You trust God, he will deliver you in any situation. I told him, I said, well, I told the truth. And it will set you free, praise God. And that's the way the kind of God, I just thought I'd share that with you because, you know, that something happened today. God is still doing miracles today. Just that you don't hear about them because everybody's ashamed of one. But if I get a miracle, praise God, I'm telling it on the highest hilltop. I tell it everywhere I go. I tell it, look, the God is still doing miracles. God is a miracle maker. God is the one that can deliver you, praise God. And no matter if you're in prison, if you're in the fiery furnace, or if you're in the lion's den, even if you're in the grave, praise God, he will deliver you. It's like Brother Miles mentioned about Lazarus, but you know, there's none that was he was dead in the casket, and Jesus would come up on him, and he saw the mother's grief, the woman's grief, and he laid his hands up on it, and the boy come back alive, praise God. That's a miracle right there. But you know, it's like this old world today that we live in. They don't want to hear about Jesus sometimes, and they make it harder on this Jesus people like me and you and all the rest of us that worship the Lord, you know. But one day it's going to be turned around. They're going to be hollering because, you know, the Bible says that in Revelation that every knee is going to bow and every tongue will confess. So you just will get used to it today. You just will be practicing on that. And they say, oh, everybody practice for ball. They practice for play. They practice for a show. And that's what most of them are doing is a show, but they're going to get caught up in. One day, everybody's going to have to get on their knees and bow and confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Everybody will. So you just will get to practicing that. But their pride will not allow them to get on the knees. Their pride will not let them, like the young ruler. He said, what I must do to enter into the kingdom of heaven, he said, sell all you got. And he turned and walked off because he just couldn't do that. And that's the way people are today. Don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to own a whole lot of money. Being rich, it's what you do with it. It's what you say, hey, Lord, I'm going to help somebody if you bless me. And the Lord blesses them, and they don't help nobody. I know a few companies around here that got that so-called stimulus for their employees. but they didn't give it to the employees. They kept it for themselves to build their company up. And that ain't right, you know. That ain't right. You know, that's stealing money, and they just don't realize it.
Yeah,
and when that's just the way God is, he said, hey, I bless you and you bless them, praise God.
Yes,
then this, then he'll say, he has said in the Bible, though, you have robbed me, praise God. And they say, well, Lord, what have we robbed you? And he says, in tithes and offerings. But that's a different lesson right there. But if you want to get what you need from God, you honor God's commandments, praise God. You honor his wishes. And if you want to please him, praise God, do everything that he asks you to do, because he's not going to ask you to do nothing that you can't do, praise God. And he will set you free from all your enemies. He will set you free from all your troubles. When trouble's on all around, different kinds of trouble, and you feel like the walls of Jericho's are falling in on you, praise God, and you can't hardly breathe, and you say, Lord, I can't take it no more. Well, that's the time that you need to give it to God if you can't handle it no more, because sometimes we mess it up ourselves. And if we wouldn't take as long to solve it if we turn it over to the Lord anyway at the beginning, praise God. And he can deliver us any time, but he wants us to ask him. It's like you, when you was growing up, you asked your daddy and mama for something that made them feel good. But praise God, if you want God to deliver you, you got to trust him enough to, hey, say, Lord, you're going to take care of this, praise God. You're going to deliver this. And Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, and trust God, because he ain't going to do nothing to kill your children that you're praying for. He's not going to do that. He might make it a little rough on them to get their attention, praise God. But if you let God handle it and you stay away from it and forget about it and go on, praise God, well, you know, that's a miracle when they come home, like Brother Miles talking about Peter, when they knock on the door and say, Mama, let me in. Praise God. That's God right there. He'll do it, too. But we got to trust him. He'll go, if we go a mile, he'll go 3 miles with us. It don't matter what, you know, like I say, if we messed up a little bit, if we stumble a little bit, and I always believe that we can always go back to the potter's wheel, praise God.
Amen.
And that's a miracle right there within itself. You know, he gave us an opportunity to get fixed. He made a way for us to get what we need to get back with him, praise God. And if you got a leaking vessel, praise God, you need to go back to the potter's wheel and then let the Lord make you a brand new potter, a soul, you know. Make you a brand new body for him to carry his Holy Ghost in and praise God. But the main thing, we got to hold on to the unchanging hand of God. If we want God to bless us, we got to believe in him. We got to trust him. And we got to hold on to him for everything that we've got, because this whole world's going to pass away, praise God. And when we trust him and he'll go all the way with us, then, you know, we're going to know that he is the Lord of Lords, praise God. And if anybody needs their healing or anything, or got some enemies that won't leave you alone, praise God, all you got to do is ask the Lord to take care of it, praise God, because a lot of times we're fighting battles that he's done won from us, for us.
Amen.
And we just don't really know it. But
amen.
When you say, here it is, Lord, praise God, it's your battle, and leave it alone, then God himself has got the room and the opportunity to take care of it. When you give it to him, he said, now it's my turn with it, praise God, and I will take care of your enemies, praise God, and he will deliver us, praise God. But we got to trust him. And you know, people don't realize that, but Jesus loved us so much. He trusted that when he died on the cross, he set an example for us, and he forgave the sin, praise God. He give us an opportunity to come out from that dark world and come into the light, praise God. And that's what he done there. He give us, it come a brand new world to a lot of Christians right there, praise God. So I just turn it back over to you, Sister Betty, and that's all I've got right now, the Lord give me right now, and I'll turn it back over to you.
Hey, appreciate you coming on. Tim's going to come around and sing one song, and then Brother Willie's going to obey the Lord. Praise God.
Grip on the goal, face an image made of gold, and because they would not bow their face to pride. But as they sang and gave him praise, they found the fourth man in the flames, and they glorified the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will praise him on the flames, yet higher and higher. For I know he'll keep me safe, he'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. In the furnace I can see that he has been so good to me, for I can still feel his hands holding mine. Well, I don't know just how and when, but he will bring me through again. So I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will praise him on the plains and on the high. For I know he'll keep me safe, he'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. Yes, I know he'll keep me safe, he'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire.
Brother Willie, you go ahead and obey God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Praise the Lord for the opportunity to be back and be able to say something for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, he is worthy. He is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, think about it, you know, the scriptures, you know, we don't really realize, you know, even we've been serving God for many, many years, and we still don't realize how good God is to us. And what he's able to do, when, you know, he's a refuge. You know, that's like the Bible says right here, you know. And the Bible says in Psalms 46, and we read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 46, 1, that God is a refuge and a strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
And I'm going to read the more verses right here, to 7. It says, Therefore we know no fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried unto the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be in trouble, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, that as the river the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and that right and orderly. The heathen rage, the kingdom were moved he out of his voice, the old male. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Once again, seven. You know, once again, seven. So the Lord is our is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And, you know, and that's, and I praise the Lord. You know, we begin to confess the Lord. We begin to confess the promise of God every time that we go through things. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, and I praise the Lord. And you know, the enemy come against those people, the servant God. You know that he comes to seek and to seek those, and I praise the Lord, the servant God. And I praise the Lord. But we got to realize, and I praise the Lord, what the Psalm say in 46:1. He said, God is our refuge and a strength. You see, there's the same body. You know, the Bible says, he said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, a lot of people say that don't make no sense. But you know what? When we are weak in the flesh, we're weak in the spirit, we're strong in God. Amen. Because with God, we can do all things. There's nothing too small, nothing too big that we aren't able to do. If God is for us, if God send us, if God told us to do something, God is going with us. God is not going to send us alone. Amen, praise the Lord. He's going to give us things to do, the things that he called us to do. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, we go out there and preach. Amen, praise the Lord. And we go and do things. Amen, praise the Lord. God said, go and preach. God is going to be with us. Amen. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I don't understand why God did not move in this service. Well, if God was in it when he told you to go, was God in it when you prayed for the message? Was God in it? But you know what? Every time we got to realize, that, Lord, I can do nothing, Lord, without you. Lord, if I don't go, I'm not going to go. But you know, when God said go, and it's because he's going to be there before we get there. He's going to be with us. Amen, praise the Lord. He walked with us. We got to realize who really God is. Amen, praise the Lord. He's that strength. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, I can go no farther because I'm so weak. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm talking about spiritual things. But the thing about this, and then fall into sin, fall into temptation. But God is our strength. You know, when we're weak, all we got to do is say, Lord, help me. Amen, praise the Lord. Help me. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of James that God says, if it work nigh to me, and I will work nigh to you. You know, I know the Bible don't say that, but I believe if we walk one step to God, he walk two steps to us. Amen. And I praise the Lord. But you know, this is the thing about this, for God cares for his people so much. If we only can ask God, God open my eyes and give me the understanding, Lord. Let me see how much that you really care for me. God has proven himself how much that he loves, that he sent his only begotten son. Amen, praise the Lord. He loved his son so much. Amen, praise the Lord. And he allowed him to come into this world. Amen, praise the Lord, to be born. Amen, praise the Lord, in the stable. Amen, praise the Lord, and grow up, and every people will be persecuted. People come against him, and at the end, amen, praise the Lord, be crucified, and they put the big old nails on his and the palms of his hands. They put the big nails on his feet. Amen, praise the Lord, and they still, and praise the Lord, they put the crown of thorns on his head, and they still want enough. Amen, praise the Lord. The soldier went by there. Amen, and they put the spear on his side. Amen, hallelujah. You know, amen, praise the Lord. This world hates Jesus so much. This world hates Jesus, and they still do today. Amen, praise the Lord. But what God said, he said, I am your refuge. I am your strength. I am anything, amen, anything that you need, I'm right here. You know, the Bible says in the Revelations, I believe it's 3:20, he said, I stay at the door and knock. If you open, I will come in and sup with you. Amen. Therefore, see, he's knocking on doors. He's knocking on people's doors. Amen. If the people only realize, let me tell you something. God is better than drugs. God is better than methamphetamine. God is better than alcohol. God is better than liquor. God is better than cocaine. God is better than any drug that people can ever take out there. Amen, praise the Lord. I know, because I throw a lot of things out there in the world. I know, amen, praise the Lord. I know God is better. A lot of people say, I can't quit smoking because I get too nervous. Well, let me tell you something. Just get God to give you the pill. Amen, praise the Lord. He's got pills. Amen, praise the Lord. That he will calm your nerves. Amen, Amen. Praise the Lord. All you got to get in the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Read the Word of God. Get in that. Praise the Lord. Whether it's good gospel music. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I guarantee you, praise the Lord. That's when Saul. When Saul, amen. Praise the Lord. With the spirit that will come. And Saul, and I thought Saul and David began to play the harp. Amen. Praise the Lord. The spirit left him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people today. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. But you know what? What we need, amen. Praise the Lord. To hear the good gospel music, to do a good preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord. With the demons, amen. Praise the Lord. They got to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God is with us. He is a refuge. Church, if they weren't for God, we will have no hope. If there wasn't for God, we would not have no hope. There's a lot of people there that run into and fro with situations and want to do this and want to do that. A friend, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus because he is your refuge. He's everything, amen, that, praise the Lord, that you ever need, amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter the situation. It doesn't matter. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, I talk to people, they've been in drugs, and then they get out and they go to jail because of drugs, and then they send into them. So the rehabilitation, and they praise the Lord for their rehabilitation. They never tell them they are free. They make them confess, I am drug addict, I am alcoholic. Let me tell you something. With Jesus, when we come unto Jesus, we are sin, and we are not sinners no more. We are saints, and they praise the Lord. We were sinners, but now, and they praise the Lord, we saved. And they praise the Lord by the grace of God, and they praise the Lord. We all know what we used to be, but God changed us, and they praise the Lord. The Bible says, amen, I believe 2 Corinthians chapter 17, amen, praise the Lord, said that all things are passed away. He said, behold, all things come near. We are a new creature. We are not the same thing. We might that look same. We got the same body. We got the same. We might wear the same clothes and everything, praise the Lord. But we got a brand new heart. We got a brand new mind. We got a brand new thinking, amen, praise the Lord. We got a brand, praise the Lord, we got something different. We got brand new, amen, praise the Lord, that all stony heart has been and cast out, amen, praise the Lord, and he put a new heart of flesh in us, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to realize, is what God is able, amen, praise the Lord, to do for us, amen, praise the Lord. But right here in Psalms 62 and 5, say, my soul wait upon God, for my expectation is from him. And we got to have expectation. In expectation, what kind of expectation that we have? We got to, you know, a lot of people expecting this, but we got to have expectation of God. Amen, praise the Lord.
Yes.
A lot of times we sit down in other ways. A lot of people sit down in other ways. They say, well, I only draw $600 a month. I only draw $800 or $2,000 or whatever it is. Amen, praise the Lord. But if we believe in God, amen, praise the Lord, we don't need to sit down and expect this little bit. Because God is a big God. He's not the little God.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a little God. He's a big God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able to make things happen. He's able to move mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able to do, amen, praise the Lord, great things. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know a lot of times, amen, praise the Lord, we wonder how these things won't happen. And sometimes people give up because there's no way that I can come out of this situation. But God, amen, praise the Lord, God is our refuge, amen, praise the Lord. He will hide us in his place. He will put his hand upon us, amen, praise the Lord. He will, amen, you know, the Bible says the book of Matthew, I believe 22, he said that God is like a bro, like a hen, amen, praise the Lord, that he will cut his sheep to get under his wings, amen, when they see trouble, amen, praise the Lord. And when we see trouble, when we see a storm, we got to go and run to God, amen, praise the Lord, because he is our refuge, amen, praise the Lord. He's everything, amen, praise the Lord. You know, and this world is so small and everything. They see a storm, they see a hurricane, amen, praise the Lord. And they, on their knees, they tell people they better run, they go and get shelter and everything. But let me tell you something. I believe it's time that we can tell people that Jesus Christ is our shelter, that he is coming, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to run to God, amen, praise the Lord. Because he is, hallelujah, he is our shelter, amen, praise the Lord. He is our strength, amen, praise the Lord. He's anything that we need, amen, praise the Lord. It's a bad time with coming up on this world. The tribulation is coming, amen, praise the Lord, that like it's never been before. But God promised the church that he will come, take the church before the tribulation, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why he is a refuge. We're going to be refuge in him, amen, praise the Lord, with all these things, amen, praise the Lord. With all these things, amen, praise the Lord, is breaking loose, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible says that hell will open his mouth, the demons will come out, amen, praise the Lord. They will be like scorpions, amen, praise the Lord. They will be the people with their tails, amen, praise the Lord. They will have a face like a horse, amen, praise the Lord. And the scorpions will hurt them, amen, but they will not die, amen, praise the Lord. And that's the things that come up from this world, but I'm not looking for that because God is my refuge today. God is my refuge, amen, praise the Lord. He promised me, amen, praise the Lord, in John chapter 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. And my Father's house are many mansions. If you want so, I will have told you so. He said, but I go and prepare a place for you. And when I go, I will come back and take you to myself, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he's doing, amen, praise the Lord. You know what? One day, God the Father is going to look down to this world, all these things that's happened, all this abortion, all these babies that's been killed, innocent babies that can have themselves that's been killed, amen, praise the Lord. And their blood is calling to God, amen. And one day, God is going to look down and he's a son, go give my children, amen, praise the Lord. And there comes Jesus, praise the Lord, in the clouds. He's not coming back to walk on this earth no more. He's not coming to be crucified no more. He's not coming to preach no more. But he comes to the rest of the ones that redeemed themselves for the blood of Jesus. He comes for those, amen, praise the Lord. I'm looking for that because he is my refuge, amen, praise the Lord. He will, praise the Lord, he be with us, amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read right here in Psalm 62 and 7 else, and God is my salvation and my glory, the rock and my strength. And my refuge is God. Amen. See, we got to confess. We got to confess to man. We got to, amen, praise the Lord. We got to, amen, praise the Lord. We got to have the expectation with God. Amen, praise the Lord. Who is God? What is God? Amen, praise the Lord. He is our Father. Amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is, amen, praise the Lord. He's every brother. Amen, praise the Lord. But God is, amen, praise the Lord. He is, once again, I tell you, and God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. Trust in him all times, ye people. Trust in him at all times, amen, praise the Lord, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do. He wants for us to pour our hearts unto him and come unto him, amen, praise the Lord. There's a scripture, I think there's a scripture, I know it's in Psalms and another one. But the Bible says that God will hear the heartbroken and contrary spirit, amen, praise the Lord. When we come unto him with heartbroken and contrary spirit, God will hear our cry, amen, praise the Lord. When we can get hungry and thirsty after righteousness, amen, praise the Lord. You know, I've been serving God for years, amen, praise the Lord. And I still pray, I say, Lord, I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry for righteousness. I want more. I want more of the Holy Ghost. I want more power. I want to feel more because I tell you what, once again, we go back to drugs. There is no drug, no better than God. There's no drug, no better than the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost will give you high, amen, praise the Lord. They will make amen. You run. They will make you shout. They will make you speak in tongues. Amen. A lot of people, they call us, we crazy, amen, praise the Lord, because we run. Amen, praise the Lord, because we shout. If they fail, well, we fail. They will do the same thing, brother. Amen, praise the Lord. If we got it, amen, praise the Lord. We got it. Amen, praise the Lord. No, the God is our God. Amen, praise the Lord. And see, a lot of people sit down and judge people. They say, well, I don't know why they run. I don't know why they shout. You know, I don't know why they talk about God all the time. Well, if God ain't done nothing for them, and they come unto him. You know, David said, I says of the Lord that he is good. Amen, praise the Lord. You know what? When I come to Jesus and I says of him that he was good, I want more. Amen, praise the Lord. I want more of the power of God. I want more of the Holy Ghost. us, amen. I want to get closer to God, amen, praise the Lord. You know what? We got it, the same body. He's not running from us, but he's running through us. It's like the woman with the issue of blood. And then nobody knew about the woman, but I believe he knew, and I believe he made a way for her to touch his garment, amen, praise the Lord. With all the multitude, he knew there was somebody there. I know the Bible says that Jesus says to the disciples, who touched me? But he knew who touched him, amen, praise the Lord. Because I believe he made a way for her, amen, praise the Lord, to touch the hem of his garment to make, and for her to be healed, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he expects for us to do. He is one for us to reach out. Reach out. He's not too far. He's not too far, amen, praise the Lord. He's right there in the living room. He's right there at the kitchen. He's right there where you are. All you got to do is reach out and say, God, I need you. God, I want, I'm in trouble. I am in trouble. He is your refuge. Amen. He is, amen, praise the Lord. I feel somebody out there, amen, praise the Lord. They're running for something, amen, praise the Lord. They try everything else, amen, praise the Lord. I want to tell you something. Whoever is out there, that God is waiting for you. All you got to do is call up on him and surrender to him wherever you are. Kneel down. Kneel down and cry unto God, because you don't have to have nobody to lay hands on you. You just speak to him like you speak to somebody, amen, praise the Lord, to somebody in front of you, because he's right there with you, amen, praise the Lord. He wants you to call, amen, praise the Lord. You know, this is the same body. He is a refuge. You can be somewhere alone, amen, praise the Lord, and nobody is around you, but God is right there with you. You call upon him, amen, praise the Lord, and he will answer you, amen, praise the Lord. And this what God wants for us to realize and know that he is a refuge. He is, amen, praise the Lord, the refuge. It's the only thing that we got, amen, praise the Lord. And verse 8 says, trust in him all times. See, he don't want for us to trust him when everything goes good. But, he want for us to trust him when everything goes bad, too, because he will deliver us from all those things. He will deliver us, amen, praise the Lord, from the works of the devil. You know, once again, the Bible says the devil comes to seek who made the devourer, amen, praise the Lord. But guess what? God, all you guys do is run unto God, amen, praise the Lord. It's like what the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 20, I believe 22, 23. Amen, praise the Lord, that Jesus told Peter, said, Peter, Satan decides to sweep you like a weed. He said, I already prayed for you, amen, praise the Lord. See, God knows what you go through. He knows what you go through, amen, praise the Lord. But he's already prayed. All you got to do is come to him. All you got to do, amen, praise the Lord, is surrender to him. Say, Lord, I can do nothing. I try this, I try that. Amen, praise the Lord, but I can't do nothing, Lord. Help me, amen, praise the Lord. He's right there. He will clean you out. He will deliver you from alcohol. He will deliver you from drugs. He will deliver you from anything. Amen, praise the Lord, that's between you and God. Amen, praise the Lord. He will pull your family back together. There's people there that lost their family because of drugs and alcohol, because of sin. And you come unto him, and God pull the family back together in the name of Jesus. Amen, praise the Lord. We got a clean victory over there. We got a clean victory, amen, praise the Lord, because God is a big God, amen. A lot of people have a picture that's supposed to be God. Let me tell you something. God is bigger than the pictures. God is bigger, amen, praise the Lord, than anything that you think it is, amen, praise the Lord. He created the heavens and the earth, amen, praise the Lord. He made the waters, amen, praise the Lord. He made the trees. He made everything that we see. He made the sunshine. He made the moon, amen, praise the Lord. He made the stars, amen, praise the Lord. And he made us, amen, praise the Lord. So he knows everything about us, amen, praise the Lord. But I'm going to read again verse 8. Trust in him all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely, man, low degree or vanity, and man a high degree or a lie, to be laid in the balance, the or to altogether lighter than vanity. Amen, praise the Lord. So there's everything is vanity. Everything is vanity to God. Amen, praise the Lord. Anything, a lot of people say that I want to have something that's real. I want something that's strong. Let me tell you something. You're looking for something that's real. You're looking for something that's strong. You got to come unto God, amen, because he is real. He is strong. Amen, praise the Lord. He is, amen, praise the Lord. He's a refuge once again. All we got to do is run unto him. Amen. A lot of times we wonder, why did I went to? Why am I going through this? Why am I going? You going through that because you want to go through yourself. If you let God come and help you, He will pick you out. He will clean you out. He will deliver. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will pick you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like an eagle. Amen. Praise the Lord. He will pick you up. Praise the Lord. And take you to the high mountains. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He will clean you out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He said, go. And go, amen, praise the Lord, and go be free, hallelujah. And we can fly, amen, praise the Lord. We can fly, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants His people to do. Confess on God. Confess that He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is everything that you need, amen, praise the Lord. He's our deliverer, amen, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says in Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy labor now. And I will. Jesus said, I will give you rest. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say what race. He didn't say what situation. But He said, come unto me, all, all this late and heavy late, and I will give a rest. Amen. So therefore, He's seeking for somebody. He's knocking on somebody's door right now and said, come unto me, open. Open, I will come in and start with you. Open unto me, and I will come and meet. Amen, praise the Lord. See, the thing about it, the devil, when you let it go, when you let the devil go in your house, he steals everything you got. And when you let Jesus come into your house, he brings groceries with him. Amen, praise the Lord. He comes inside with it. He brings groceries with it. He brings, amen, praise the Lord, a box of chicken. Amen, praise the Lord. And he says, eat with it. Amen, praise the Lord. God, he didn't come to take nothing from us. He comes to give. He is a giver. He's not a taker. He give everything. Amen, praise the Lord. He will bless us, amen, with all and everything that we need. Amen, praise the Lord. God wants His people just to confess, to believe that He is our refuge, that He is our tower. I'm going to go to another scripture, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, 31. Amen, praise the Lord. This is one of my favorites. Everyone is good, but in time of trouble, this amen, praise the Lord, this is what I, amen, praise the Lord, I like, amen, praise the Lord. And Romans chapter 8 and 31 says, what shall we then say to this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? Fear not His, spare not his son, but deliver him out for us all. How shall he know with him as to freely give us all things, amen, praise the Lord. Yes, things, amen, praise the Lord. He didn't, amen, praise the Lord. He didn't hold back on St. Jesus into this world. Now He sent Jesus, Jesus was, make sacrifice for us. How much more that He will give us? How much more that He will give us for us? It's nothing, amen, praise the Lord. God opened the Red Sea for His people to cross over, amen, praise the Lord. The Bible said they walked in dry ground. Amen. He opened the Red Sea, amen, praise the Lord. He stopped the sun. He stopped the sun for 24 hours when Joshua was in the battle, and he was losing, and Joshua called upon God and said, God, if you have more daylight, I will win the battle. And God stopped the sun for him, and God is able to do for us. Amen, praise the Lord. It's a march that God cared for us. I know a lot of people say, well, God died for Joshua because he was his son. He was the man of God. But let me tell you something. If you are saved, if you're Christian, you are the son of God. You are the daughter of God. And he died for him, he will do for you. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we got to understand. We got to know that God is real. Amen, praise the Lord. That God no respect to person. It doesn't matter the color, the race, the greed, no matter what. Amen, praise the Lord. God doesn't respect to person. Anybody, whosoever, will come unto Him. Whosoever, amen, praise the Lord. He will, amen, praise the Lord. That's the one thing about it. Amen, God loves everybody. Amen, praise the Lord. If you want to hear, amen, praise the Lord, you want to hear. And ain't nobody can take away from His hands. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what Jesus praised to God in John 17. Amen, praise the Lord. He said, Father, I have lost none, but the son of perdition. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. All the ones that God gave to Jesus, He didn't lost none, but the son of perdition. Amen, praise the Lord. And therefore, there's nobody can take you away from God that you say, amen, praise the Lord. If you had walked away from God, come back unto Him, because He's still standing. He's still standing right there, wait on you in the same place where you walk away from it. He's still standing right there with His arms wide open to come. keep my son. Amen. Praise the Lord. His life is the prodigal son. Amen. Praise the Lord. When his daddy saw him, he ran. Amen. Praise the Lord. He told his servants to go and give him a new robe. Amen. Praise the Lord. And put him a new ring on his finger. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God does. Amen. Praise the Lord. If somebody out there they walk away from God, God is still standing, looking and say, come home. Come home, my son. And he's ready to put the new ring in your finger. He's ready to put the new garment upon you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's how much that he loves. Amen. He loves his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wants for us to come. Amen. Praise the Lord. Surround to him and confess God. Confess that he is good. That he is God. That he is a refuge. That he is our strength. That he is our hiding place. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he is our Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. That he is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is, amen. Praise the Lord, the one that coming unto his church. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the one, praise the Lord, that come and die for us. He is the one that made a way for us to go to heaven. There's no other name that's been given to man in this world that man might be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. He is everything. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he is worthy, praise the Lord, to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. And we thank God, praise the Lord. Thank God, for, praise God for everything that he's done, everything that he's going to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God is still working on me. He's still working on me. And like Brother Billy said, anytime, amen, praise the Lord, that you got a problem, anytime, and praise the Lord, the preacher's been broke, get back on the Father's house, amen, because he's still working on people. He's still working on each and every one of us, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have to settle the way it is. We can be better, amen. He's working so they make us perfect, amen, praise the Lord, so we can work on. He's not working on our perfection, but he's working on his perfection. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one for us to be the way we want it to be. He wants for us to be the way he wants us to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the difference. That's what he wants for us to do. Just put ourselves in his hands and put ourselves on the wheel and let him work on us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is a refuge again. He is strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a refuge in time of trouble. And then, amen. Praise the Lord. I hope somebody got something. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God. Praise the Lord. I don't know about anybody, but I believe God is challenging somebody. God is dealing with somebody right now. And I pray in the name of Jesus they will surrender to God, because there is no better life. There's no better way. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no other way to go to heaven. Amen. There's no other man that can deliver you. There's nobody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. That cares like God does for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he died for us. And he stand at the door and knock. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, come unto me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't smoke the now one joint. Don't drink the other liquor. Amen. Don't do no more family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God can help you with that situation. God is stable. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is able to deliver you. In the name of Jesus, yes, call upon him. Call upon him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Call upon him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he's right there. He's watching you. And he loves you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. He loves you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe a lot of people say they don't care nothing about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God say, I love you. I care for you. And I'm right here with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You surrender to him. Give him the glory. And say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Lord, I can go no farther. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you don't want to live for yourself, live for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is worth it to live for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I thought everything was praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for coming up and helping us and obeying God. And Tim's going to come around and sing one song, and then we're going to get the prayer request.
You take grow weary, like you're walking all alone. Does the midnight hour seem darker? Is it hard to sing a song? Just take your time, hold on.
keep on praying, and he'll keep holding on. Keep praying. Oh, Lord, keep holding on. Without a doubt, you keep knocking. The door of all open, you keep praying, while God is the answer now. When Daniel's prayer was hindered, Daniel's afraid on, then send down an angel to take the answer home. Inside of David's people's force, the answer comes down for sure. You just keep on praying, because the Lord is the Lord. You keep praying, oh, he's good to me. You keep holding on without doubt. You keep talking. The
Brother Willie, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, I'd like for you to continue to pray for my brother, Lord Junior. He's they put him in ICU today. Yes, continue to pray for him. And they're supposed to do search in the morning.
Okay.
Yes, continue to pray for all my family that needs the Lord, that need a miracle, that need to be saved. And just continue to pray for Mexico. I feel like my hometown, they're so bad. They're killing so many people and everything. So just continue to pray for them. Amen. Praise the Lord that God will. You know, I know God is able to do something. You know, I don't know how to really ask him to do it, but I know he's able to do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just pray that God will, you know, he's moving the situation. Amen. A lot of people, you know, lost their life and don't know where to go and everything. But, you know, this. You know, I'd like for you to pray for them. Continue to pray for our church and my praise the Lord. And pray for the backsliders, the people that's out there in the nursing homes and jails and prisons. And my praise the Lord. And just pray, continue to pray for Sister Betty Wilson, too. She need a miracle, too. And Horstown, and my praise the Lord. Continue to pray for Linda, too. And she's in the nursing home. And so just continue, you know, just pray for us. Amen. That God will continue using us, and his will be done.
Amen.
Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I want everybody to remember my niece, Amy. She got her son's in a lot of trouble. I think he's in jail right now and facing some pretty serious charges. We're praying that God let him have mercy on him. You know, he's just young and dumb. I was the same way. I just didn't get in that much trouble. But everybody pray for them. Her son's name's John David. And remember my lost children, grandchildren. And, you know, they know. And that's worse than not knowing today. Is if you know there's a God, you know there's a place to go for help, and you don't go,
then you ain't going to have no excuse when you stand before him. And they, I can tell them, I know, Daddy, or I know, Grandpa, and it hurts worse than if they didn't know. So I asked everybody to pray for them, pray for all the lost all around the world. I know there's people listens to us on Blog Talk and on Facebook and things that needs help. I don't remember all of them. Remember the ones in the hospitals and the nursing homes and the prisons and jails, you know. Just because you're behind bars don't mean you can't be saved. And just pray that this reaches people and they'll cry out to God. You know, when good people stand up, the bad people usually have to leave. And that's what it's going to take around the world. The good people is going to have to make a stand and stand up. Because they're going to try to do away with God. Everybody can see it. You know, when they start teaching this stuff in schools to our kids, the Christians is the bad people and all that, you know, then it's hard to teach them at home that God is still God.
Amen.
Pray for our schools. Something will happen to turn our schools around where they won't teach all their teaching that you got to hate everybody that's not the same color you are, same nationality you are, all that. Jesus didn't do that. He died for everybody. He didn't see color. Amen. He saw heart. And we ought to see hearts and not color. We ought to see skin be the last thing we look at. We're looking at what's inside them. Because he's out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And actions take place from what's in your heart drives what you do. And I just want to pray for people to lift them up to Jesus tonight, because that's what this is all about, reaching the world for Christ. We want to reach this world of ours for Jesus, for our Lord and Savior, our King, our hope, our future, our help. He's everything that we need and when we need it. And I just pray that people reach out and get hold of him before it's too late. And I pray for our government, that our government will come to their senses and change the course that they're going and quit trying to turn us into a communist nation or whatever they're doing and away from our Constitution, what we founded on, and get back to the one nation under God that was on everything. We were founded on God because they couldn't have freedom of religion. They couldn't, all this taxation without representation, all that junk, that wasn't nothing. It was really about God. We need to get back to serving God in our nation, teaching our children not to go on the street, sell dope, run with gangs, but to run by yourself and run to an altar and seek God.
Yes.
And I to pray for all them that are lost and undone and hadn't got daddies and mamas that really take care of them. These kids that's out here, a lot of them throwed away in foster homes and all that because their parents are on dope or this or just so sorry they won't keep them. And I just want to pray for them, too, because I know what it's like. We had 72 foster kids, me and Brenda did. And those kids need help, but they need love. They need God. They need somebody to show them they care about them. And we need to care enough to pray for them. And I'll get back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. Josie Livingston is needing prayer. She got out of the hospital. She had a blood clot in her lung, and she's still needing God's touch. Brother Miles, give us an update on Mandy and Christy.
Christy she's doing better, and they don't think it's nothing. It's not, don't seem to be growing no more or nothing. So I think she's going to be all right, and Mandy has been taking the chemo pills for that spot on her, and it looked really rough, but they say now it's getting better and starting to dry up. So praise God, prayers is working. I just ask people to keep praying for them both. Christy's my daughter, and Mandy is my niece, my youngest sister's girl. And just keep praying for them. And pray for my sister, Lisa. She's still having a hard time over her son died, Matthew. He died 12 days after Brenda did. I just got back home to Kentucky, and they called, told me he died, and asked me to do the funeral. I turned right around, come back, done his funeral. You know, I won't never forget it, because that was such a loss and it was so sudden. They found he had cancer. It didn't last a month.
Hmm.
So remember Lisa on that. She's still suffering a lot with it. She's not missed a day, and it's been over a year. She's not missed one day, no matter what the weather, going to that grave, talking to him and praying with him and all that. And I keep telling her, he's not in that grave, sis. He's gone home.
Amen.
So y'all pray for her and lift her up, that God will take that burden and that grief out of her heart.
Amen.
Okay. Rhonda Cookenauer, she said her mom's in the hospital with kidney failure, so remember her. And remember Nancy Hath, she's had surgery and still needing God's touch. Carla Locke said to remember her children and her family. Remember my brother Larry that's in the hospital. I don't know whether he's had the operation yet or not, but just keep him in your prayers. Let's remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Barnesville Gospel and Brother Willie's family in Mexico that God will save and that he'll heal the ones that need to be healed. Eddie Bolton and his family need our prayers. Brother Franklin Bennett and Hazel and War Room Church, lift them up to God. Pray for me and Tim with this sinus junk and allergies.
And your
remember
ribs.
Paula Field, yeah, and my ribs. And, well, I fell last week. It's been a week. Tomorrow. No, I think it was last Wednesday I fell. But anyways, God's really touched me from what I was, but I'm still needing healing in my kneecaps. And my ribs are doing somewhat better than they were, so just continue to pray. I just thank God for all he's already done for me. Rick Hollifield has got some kind of a cough, and he's been in the hospital for a while, so remember him. And Sherry McCrary lost her uncle this morning, so remember that family. Prasad lost his dad and still having a hard time with it over there in India. Sheila Reed lost her husband. He went on to be with the Lord, so remember her. Tony French has been in a lot of pain, so remember him. Let's remember Bobby Huggins and Little Haven Huggins. We've prayed for Little Haven many a times on here. She's the one that had the spina bifida. And she had another surgery here just, I think, last week. And something went wrong, and they had to end up doing another surgery. She got very sick, so she's only 5 years old, so remember her and her family. remember Savannah Riley, they had a procedure done on their colon. And remember Brother James and his wrist and his fingers, that he'll get the feeling back in them. And Sister Willa Dean, let's remember her. She's 92 years old and needs God's touch, needs strength. Let's remember John David that needs salvation, all of our kids that are lost out in sin and all of our family. Let's remember Billy and Bonnie and Bonnie's eyes and Billy's feet and Bonnie's legs. Let's remember Barbara Dockery. She needs healing. She's got bone cancer. Bob Morgan was in the hospital with a blood clot on the brain. I haven't heard no more about that, but just continue to pray. And Nellie's needing a miracle in her body. Let's remember all of the other ones. We have only got about 90 seconds, so we're just going to pray over all of them. And let's just all go to the Lord in prayer and just pray for all the Facebook listeners and Blog Talk listeners, and God knows who all they are. So let's just pray. God, we praise you, and we just thank you, God. Good night. We love y'all and God bless. And tune in next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. God bless. We love y'all. Good night.
God bless. Love y'all.